What is up, everybody? It is your favorite white boy. I know we love myself. We know. And you're listening to the Scavoli Show. We have a very special guest today. I love her dearly. I was fangirling with her on the phone a little. I couldn't keep my excitement in. I really couldn't. She is amazing, so talented. She's a caring person. And you know what? She's from the Ukraine. So, yes, girl. But we have, ladies and gentlemen, my friend, Ray Kinnix. Are you there, Ray?
I am. Hello.
How are you?
Doing good.
How are you? I'm still alive. You know, no one has killed me. You know, Corona hasn't killed me. So that's great, you know? That's great.
Awesome.
But how are you? Is everybody good? Your family's good with Corona and everything? Everyone is good?
Yeah, everything's fine so far. So we're hoping things will get better soon.
Yeah, hopefully then we can see you. Now, I just want to ask you, you do a lot of Comic-Cons. Can you tell the people which Comic-Cons you do?
I mostly do local conventions to Los Angeles and Southern California. So my favorite ones would be San Diego Comic-Con, of course. WonderCon. LA Comic Con, Long Beach Comic Con. So basically anything that's going on around LA, I'm always willing to check, no matter the size.
Oh, that's great. So now I'm from New Jersey. Do you do New York Comic Con or no?
You know, the first convention in the States that I've ever visited was New York Comic Con, but I wasn't cosplaying. I was just geeking out as a visitor. No, not yet. I would love to return there with some of the costumes. That'd be cool.
Yes, please, because I'm from New Jersey. I need to just, like, meet you, right? I just need to meet you.
I'll do my best. I want to.
So, I know, but maybe some of the people don't know. Who do you cosplay, and who is your favorite one? Like, my favorite one of yours is Ahsoka, because that is my favorite Jedi from Star Wars, The Clone Wars, Ahsoka Tano, and I love how you play her. I think you play her to the T. You are so good, and, just in awe.
Oh, thank you. Thanks. You're too kind. Well, my favorite one is the same one. It's Ahsoka. Just because she's such a special character, and I don't have to explain that. You all know. She is the most fun to wear because, you know, when I cosplay, to me, it's not just a costume. I love to channel the character. I love to embody them as much as I can. And embodying her always feels very honorable, so to say. Like, you take a responsibility to do it well because she's such a beloved character, and it's both a challenge but also a very rewarding experience. So she's my favorite, but I also do cosplay other Star Wars characters, which are Hera Syndulla and all kinds of Reys. I also absolutely love a Blade Runner universe, so I've made a bunch of cosplays from both movies and from comic books. But I'm planning to expand. That's not all.
Now, can you discuss who you're going to be playing soon, or you can't disclose that information?
Yeah. Well, I always like to keep a surprise, but I can give you a tip. I'm going to make my very first Disney princess cosplay. I'm not going to tell who she is, but that's going to be my surprise one. But also, I'm in the works with my Wonder Woman forever. I hope to finish soon. It's just been quite a process. And also, Padme, the white outfit, Jyn Erso from Rogue One. She's another one that I just have to finish at some point.
She's so beautiful, Jyn Erso. She really is. She really is.
Yeah, she's a great character. I'm also almost down, like, 99% with Ayla Secura. And also with the Yennefer from the Witcher series.
Oh, I love her.
Yeah. Her outfits was the first thing. Like, I have to make this.
I think she's just the cool part. Like, because I never knew what The Witcher was. Like, people were like, it's a game, it's a movie, it's a book, it's everything. But when it came out on Netflix, I instantly watched it. I watched it in a day. I instantly loved her. And how do you say his name? Garrett? Oh, can't say his name right. But something like that. But I loved Yennefer. She was my favorite. And I feel like The Witcher is better than Game of Thrones in a way.
Geralt, I mean, yes. Well, you know, it's a different show, but I always like to find out different sources, since it started as a book series and then escalated to the game and to the series. So for me, Yennefer, it's this combined character from all of them. So it's always a little bit like, can I quote the Blade Runner 2049? There's always a little bit of an artist in every work. So you want to put a bit of yourself in every creation. So I like to do that and merge everything. All that, if the character exists in more than one medium, it's always fun to take things you love most from that exact appearance.
It is. And I'm so happy that you play these characters, because some characters like Ahsoka mean so much to the fans of Star Wars. And we don't get to see like a real life Ahsoka at all.
Yeah.
Like, we don't see, like, we can't just go to the store and say, oh, hey, Ahsoka, you look amazing today. So it's an animated character. So when you bring a character to life, like you do and so many other cosplayers out there, which I love, it excites us. It excites me. Like, I jump up and down like a screaming Justin Bieber girlfriend, you know?
Yeah, well, that's the most fun part about those characters. Those are my favorite to do, because if there's already a live version of the character, it's doing the same thing. It's not as fun and creative as, whereas the character is only an animated version. And there's, like you said, there's no face to the character. That's why I love doing Ahsoka so much, and Hera, and also the Blade Runner character, Ash, from the comics, because that person doesn't even have a voice.
Yeah.
At least they end. You have certain, you know, movements and facial expressions, and it's more tangible than a drawn character. But still, it's so much fun. It's almost like you get a script and a storyboard, and here's your character, you have to play it. But except in this case, you have to make the costume and do everything yourself.
Now, you make everything yourself, so you make the costumes yourself.
I don't make absolutely everything myself, just because I don't have sometimes the skills or the tools or just even the time to make absolutely everything. So I always like to collaborate with professionals. I find those people myself and I work with them to explain my vision, to tell them how exactly I see that or the other part. So sometimes some parts I do it myself from scratch to finish. And some of them I prefer teamwork. When, like, let's say Aiden Versio's armor, it was not 100% my work, but it was fun to work on it. And I don't think it's a bad thing if anybody out there wants to cosplay and thinks that you have to make everything. Absolutely not. Don't have to be a customer to be a cosplayer. So it's not a limitation, and it's always good to learn. Every time I work with somebody who is helping me, I always learn something new, so next time I can try to make that thing myself.
That's good. That, like, you're learning from each cosplay you play.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. Whenever it's possible, I do. Like, let's say again, Aiden comes because she was such a pain to make. But I learned so much working on her with other people that now it's much easier when I have to deal with something like armor or, you know, all of these things.
Yeah. So with Ahsoka, I just want to ask you a quick question about her before we move on. With mm-hmm. the lightsabers, do you buy the lightsabers or you make your own or someone makes them for you? Because those lightsabers are cool if what you use.
Yeah, those are the coolest lightsabers ever. I don't make my own lightsabers. not a real Jedi, I guess. But thankfully, there's so many amazing saber smiths out there. Usually how you make a lightsaber, so you get elements of it, you get the hilt, and then you get it installed. That's the process. And with Ahsoka sabers, I was very fortunate to meet SJ Bernhardt on Instagram. He's incredible, and these lightsabers were made by him.
Okay.
So, and I think it's my most prized Star Wars possession. And I display them on the wall, and they're just so special. There's some meaning and so much meaning in them.
Yes. Now, what is his name, so I can like write him down and stalk him, because I want a lightsaber.
I tag him on every single post with my Ahsoka. When you see the hilts, it's sj.bernhard.
Okay.
But I can send it to
you
later.
Yes, please, see. Because I can.
I tag him all the time. He's incredible, and he's just such a good person. So totally go to him if you need sabers.
And that's good that he makes them, like, homemade. Like, that's awesome.
He installs them, yeah, and he knows a lot about them, and His work is just so clean. And when you hold them, it feels like you're holding a real lightsaber. When you open it up, there's a little crystal inside, and it's just insane when you're holding those hilts. And you, it brings to the character.
Yeah. So, and it's so amazing. It really is, like, how people can, like, do things that, like make you feel like a real Jedi or like anything. Yeah. Like with Marvel too, like anything, but Star Wars, because I love Star Wars, so it makes me feel like so special inside. Like I could become a Jedi, you know? I could be the light side. I could be like the protector of this world right now. Like, yes. Now, what is your favorite Star Wars movie and why?
My favorite one is Rogue One.
You like Rogue One?
I love Rogue One. I guess that movie is my favorite. It's very hard to pick, but if I had to, that would be that one, because I feel like it's such a different Star Wars film. It's so realistic, and the characters are not not as black and white, not as archetypical as the other Star Wars characters. So for me, it feels so personal when I'm watching that movie. It's almost like it's real. It happens in our world. The other Star Wars films, they still feel like Star Wars. It's a different universe, galaxy far, far away. But with this film, it totally immerses you like no other movie does for me. So that's why I love it so much.
Yeah, Rogue One is really good. And I didn't like the end to that because they both died. And I love those two characters. Yes. And so when they died, yes. I was like, I guess we ain't getting Rogue Two.
No, it was so unexpected. And then you think that's the end on that beach. And then you have that last scene with Vader. And it's like, what? Yeah.
It's like, now we don't have nothing like that. Like, we can make a Vader movie, but like, how long can we make Vader movies for, you know? So Rogue One was good. Mm-hmm. I like Rogue One. I didn't watch it in the beginning, but my friends were like, you know what, Chris, just watch it because it's like part of the Star Wars series. So I was like, okay, I'll watch it. It was good. I liked her. I liked Carrison, something like that.
Yeah.
I liked him a lot. He was really good. But I just want to ask you before we cut to break. I always ask this. I asked Alan when I had him on this past week. Do you think, now have you watched The Rise of Skywalker?
Oh, yeah.
You have watched it.
Of course.
Okay, yeah. So no spoiler alerts, everybody. No spoilers. Do you think Ahsoka Tano is alive?
I think she is.
Oh, yeah. We agree on that. Air 5 through the phone. Oh, yeah.
Yep. High five.
Now, and why do you believe she's alive?
Well, okay, so straight to the best proof ever, because Dave Filoni said that if somebody is speaking through the Force, it doesn't mean they're dead.
Yeah.
Which is pretty much a giveaway. Like, no, she's not dead. But she cannot just die like that off screen, and we never know what happens to her. So I don't think it doesn't say. She just speaks through the Force, but I want to believe she's not dead.
Me, I don't want to believe that either. So I think she's alive. And Dave Filoni posts so many hints about her too on his his Instagram page. So I'm like, you know, Dave.
She might be that immortal Star Wars character like Chewbacca. You know, Chewbacca will never die. So
even R2-D2 or CP3PO.
Oh, yeah.
They'll like never die, those characters. Like, they might get annoying after a while, but they'll never like end. And that's great.
Yes.
But Ray, you hold on. We'll be right back to the Scavoli Show, everybody. We're going to ask Ray more questions about Star Wars, acting, helping animals, and actually moving to the States because she is from the Ukraine. So we're excited. I'm excited. I'm jumping up in joy right now. You can't see me, thank God, because like I'm just jumping up and down. Thank the Lord. But we'll be right back. Ray, sit tight. We'll be right back with you. And we'll be right back on the Scavoli Show, everybody. What is up, everybody? We are back to the Scavoli Show, Ravioli Show. You know, we are back. Don't be alarmed. We are back. I know you guys were scared for a minute. I know y'all scared for a minute, but I'm here. And my BFF, Ray Kinnix, is here too. Are you there, Ray?
I am.
Jesus. Thank the Lord, Ray. Thank the Lord. Now, we were talking about Star Wars. Now, I know you release music. Can you talk about any new music projects coming up? Because your songs I was jamming to. I was like rock, air guitaring, you know?
Yes, I'm actually about to release a new song and a music video in about 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait to...
Yes, it's something that we've done a while back, but I couldn't make it public because it was being pitched for film and TV, but now I can, so I'm very excited. It's a fun little project.
I'm excited for you.
So keep an eye on it.
I can't wait. I was air guitaring earlier. You should have saw me. My mom was thinking I was like on something or something. I was just like air guitaring to it. I was like, Mom, check this out. It was just crazy here. No. So we have music coming out for you. Now, Ray, I know when you're a little girl, you dream of being a princess, a fairy princess. What made you go into acting?
That's a good question. I didn't even think about getting into acting at all until a few years ago. I was filming that music video that I'm about to release. And since it's a little bit of a sci-fi short film kind of music video, I got to do a little bit of acting. And I realized it was so much fun. And I loved it so much, just being on set and embodying a character that... I started to look more into it, and since I was in LA by that time already, I really fell in love with it, and I enrolled into a film school, and I wanted to be as good as I could be, so I started training, and the more I did it, the more I just was totally enamored by the whole acting filmmaking process, that's how it happened. When I graduated, I knew, okay, that's what I want to do. This is something that I can find application in for myself, for everything I know or all my skills. It's something ultimate, so I guess it's a great art form, and I'm really glad that I discovered it.
Yeah, I'm so happy that you did, because now we would have never had you as a cosplayer then or anything else.
Yeah, well, that is all. I guess I've been in commercials for a while and music videos, but it never hit me I could do that for a living and do it professionally. But then when it happened, you know, when something is supposed to be, it's just lightning fast. Within 3 days of that decision, I was already enrolled into a master's program, and that's how I knew. Okay, that's what I'm.
That's how you knew you were gonna be a star.
It's not about that. It's about just making art and finding some creative outlet and doing something good with it.
Yeah, and loving it. And loving what you do while you do it. So that was good. Yeah. Now, I know you help animals on your Instagram that I see. Can you tell us what you do with helping animals? Or are you in like a charity for them, or you work for someone? Like, you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, animals have always been a huge passion of mine, and I think I really got into charity and animal rescue when I moved to New York City. I started to work with ASPCA to help with their cats, rescue cats. I got training with them, and I was working with them, but then I realized that there are a lot more rescue groups that need help, so I switched to more underfinanced, more private, more small groups of volunteers, because they needed more help than ASPCA at the time, which is obviously more well known. So I did that, and then the more I was, you know how it is, it's like a snowball. The more you are something, the more you learn, the more people you meet, and the more you realize the scope of the problem. So right now, while I'm here on quarantine, I can still do something. That's why you've been seeing those things on Instagram. I connected with a bunch of Ukrainian rescue groups and volunteer groups that don't only rescue cats and dogs, but they also helped with recent forest fires. So they were helping wild animals as well. It's just such an important thing to give back and to use your voice to help. And not only being hands-on, like I used to foster until I got my own cats, but But also spread the word, because it's so important. When the more people know about something, the more like-minded friends you'll find that will join you. You know, when you're all together, it's much easier. So I was really lucky, I guess, that people heard me and joined and helped, and we raised some money for this recent animals that were injured in the fire. So it was great.
That's great. That's a great cause. And let me know if you're ever in New York or you're ever in the New Jersey area. I would love, if you're doing anything with animals, I would love to come help with you, if you'll let me. Yes,
I will be doing something. It's a big goal of mine to create some kind of a fund for animals. And right now, anything that like prints and anything, songs that you can purchase with my work, I always donate a chunk of it towards those rescues. So it's just beneficial for everyone. You know, you get something and I get to help kitties.
Yeah, it is. Now, you go, like you just said, like the prints. Do you have any of your own prints that, like, you like, are like of your cosplay, like Ahsoka? Do you have any prints? Like,
oh, yeah.
Oh, you do?
Yes. excuse me. So, yeah, I did two runs of cosplay calendars. They're both sold out, and just recently. And I have prints available, pretty much all the photos that I have copyrights for. They're all available as prints, and I have an amazing Ahsoka art print, which I did together with a Canadian artist, which is also available. So if anyone is interested in looking at something, you can just send me a message on Instagram. I'm working on the online web store where everything will be easily, you know, selected. And but yeah, I have all kinds of goodies, t-shirts, just you name it.
And you didn't tell me about this in the beginning. Come on, Ray. I would have spent thousands.
See, I'm so bad at promoting myself. I hate it. So I only answer when somebody asks, like the calendars. I didn't even promote that. People were just writing me and like hearing about it from somewhere. And I'm like, yeah, sister, help. Yeah. I need a promo manager. Anyone?
I'll be your promotion manager. Just let me do your Instagram post. You don't have to pay me. You can pay me in prints and calendars.
Deal.
That's all you have to do. That's how you get me. Like, people go, Chris, I'll pay you. No, just feed me with food and you'll be fine. Like, if you want to give me money, that's on you, but you just give me good food, I'll be there. But that's great that you do all that. And then after this podcast, I'm definitely hitting you up on the prints. Do you have any calendars left for me?
I don't. They are sold out. But I'm thinking that I'll do another run.
Oh, okay.
So I'll let you know. Yes. I'm thinking of making, actually, this is the first time I'm saying this, but I'm thinking of making something very exclusive and one character based.
Okay.
So I'll
say that again, Ray. You came out. You came.
Yeah, I said I will let you know when that's ready.
Oh, okay. You better let me know first. You better not post it, and then everybody's at it, and then I gotta fight people, right?
Danny, you're not gonna fight anyone. I'll print it out for everybody.
But that's awesome that you do all that. I'm so happy that you do.
I wanna give a huge shout out to guys from Paleontology Lab in New Jersey who bought a whole bunch of calendars. Apparently they're a big Ahsoka fans and just Star Wars fans, and I sent them a big box, and hopefully they'll get it soon. They're in New Jersey right next to you somewhere.
I'm gonna have to go hunt these people down now.
Yeah, and also to Australia, because they have some amazing fans in Australia who also got a bunch of Ahsoka stuff and other things. And yeah, so thank you guys. Your support is everything.
Now what is that New Jersey name? Say that again. I might actually know that name.
It's a paleontology company. Oh. I think they have a lab and they're called Gold Bug.
Oh.
I'm following them on Instagram. Yeah, they do the craziest stuff.
Oh, okay. So I got to check that out. I might have to hunt them down.
don't take the calendar. So I'll make you another one.
Funny stuff. But I just want to talk about one thing before we head out here. Now, are you from the Ukraine, Ray?
Yes, I am from Ukraine.
You are. So how was it to the United States, because now you're in the Ukraine to visit your family, but unfortunately Corona stuck around too long and now you're in quarantine over there, which is okay. Family time is always the best time. So now when you go back after Corona, now do you live in LA?
Yes, I live in LA now permanently.
Oh, that's great. So how was it moving to the States? Like, what age did you move to the United States?
I moved, I moved about, let me count, like 8 years ago, I think, and I didn't plan to move there right away. I moved back and forth between Nashville and Ukraine. I was recording an album, and then the more I stayed, the more I saw some opportunities for myself there. So I moved to New York City first, and I lived there for 2 years. I always loved New York, and I always wanted to live there at least for a little bit. And so I moved there to do music. I had a band there. It was a lot of fun. I kind of, you know, find my artistic belonging, so to say. It was just such a unique time in my life. And then I moved to LA, been there for 4 years. And that city is more of a film-based and cosplay now.
Yeah, so it is.
It's been a kind of crazy experience because I never thought I would move to the States, but it happened after a TV show that I won that was shot in LA that I actually considered that possibility. And I always traveled growing up. I love traveling. So to me, it was not a huge shock or anything. I was already fluent in English. So it was just moving to a place where I felt like my creative work can thrive better and where I can get the resources and knowledge and team that I wanted to. So that's why I moved. And so far, I cannot say it was easy. It's definitely very challenging and so many obstacles, so many things I had to learn. But I believe in, you know, in dreams and goals, and in that all of that will pay off. So step by step.
Yes. And that's awesome. Like, you're from the Ukraine. Like, oh my God, I feel like I'm a fan. Like, oh my God.
Well, you know, it's like it's all, it all used to be USSR, so I was basically, my family moved from Russia, and now I was born in Ukraine, so it's a big mix. So, yeah, it's crazy.
It is. Now, for those people out there that look at you like a role model, like I do, like I really look up to you a lot. For those people who do look up to you as a role model, can you give them some advice? Like, if they want to do a cosplay or an actress or acting or helping animals and moving to the States like you did at a young age or not a young age, can you give some of those people advice of how, like, they can overcome those fears if they're like very scared to do it?
We'll have to do another podcast on that.
It's okay, too much, guys. It's too much. We got to end this one.
No, well, I can say, I think a couple of things that the music video actually that I'm about to release touches upon the fears that everyone has and what to do with them. So that will be a good one to watch. And also wait. About overall, I can summarize that whatever it is you want to do, if you have a true calling, you have to hear yourself. If that's really something that matters to you more than anything, and you feel you'll have the strength and determination to pursue it, then you have to come up with a plan. Because when you know your end goal, you know the steps, it's so much easier because you don't get overwhelmed. So whether you want to do a cosplay and you never done it, we'll make a plan. What do I need to do for that? You know, what do I need to find? What do I need to look at? What people I need to talk to? If you want to move to another country to pursue a new career, let's say, also make a plan. Where do I need to go? What's the best place for it? What skills might I need to do? What people I have to find to talk to? Same thing. Or if you want to be an actor, I have questions all the time asking me, how did you do this? If you want to do something that's that challenging, sometimes we imagine ourselves wanting something or being someone, but really, realistically, we don't want to do the path. We don't want to do the work. So let's say, like, if you imagine yourself doing yoga every day at the sunrise at 5 a.m., but you're not really gonna do it. It's just your fantasy you that wants it. Well, you have to differentiate, because there's one thing that, you know, me on the red carpet and all these photographers are after me and here's my awards and fame and fortune and all that. But then ask yourself, well, there will be a lot of time that it'll take. It will be a lot of effort. It'll be a lot of sacrifices. Will it be worth it? Will you stop halfway and say, "Ah, not worth it"? Like, you have to consider lots of things. And I guess if you really feel like that's what it is, make a plan, because plan is so much easier to do than just vague dream. You know what I mean? So, yeah, that's how I get it. And also another one: go with the flow, because trust your intuition. Trust how to learn your how to listen to your intuition, how to make it strong, how to hear it, and your heart will always guide you. When you feel something, it's pulling you. That's not just random feeling. It means something, force, spirit, God, whatever you believe, whatever that is, you have to follow it, trust it, and then do the action. Don't just sit there and wait and hope and dream. You still have to get up and do something.
I'm crying right now. That just touched my soul.
No, don't cry.
That is so awesome what you just said. Because I have that same, fear. That's why I asked you the question. Because I'm like, should I do that? What happens if I get that wrong? What happens if I post this picture? Like, they'll think I'm something and I'm not. Like, it's like some people, like, have fears of everything, and it's so bad. And what you just said was like, wow, like if you just do all that, like you can be like successful in your own way, you know?
Yeah, you know what always helps me, if I have those moments, which I do have a lot of self-doubt and this question, am I good enough? And when something good happens, it's an imposter syndrome, like I don't deserve this, it's just an accident. This is the question I'm asking myself is, if I don't try, will I regret this? Or should I try? And even if I fail, I will know that the path was an adventure and I learned so much and I became the better person. And if it didn't happen the way I wanted to, something else will come along the way. But if I don't try, I will regret this forever. So that's something that really helps. Maybe it's not about the destination. It's about the journey.
Yes. Yeah, that was awesome. I can hear you talk for hours. That was amazing. I'll give you an Emmy. I'll give you a fake Emmy. I'll make a fake Emmy for you, and you got it.
Yay, thank you.
Oh, but Ray, I just want to thank you so much for being on the show. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. I think you're amazing, and keep doing what you're doing.
Oh, thank you. Stop it. You're going to make me blush, and I'm white already. I don't need blush.
I told you, I'll only say this in the very end.
But thank you for coming on so much. I really love you. Keep up all your hard work. I cannot wait for everything that you do. And before we go, I just want to ask you one quick question. I know you're going to kill me later, but it's okay. You have an Ahsoka trailer out. Can you say anything about that, or it's in the works still? I know that was a long period of time ago, but can you discuss any of that before we go?
Sure. Well, the trailer we just did for fun, we did not mean to make anything more than just a trailer. But then I got all this overwhelming response from people who wanted to see the whole fan film. And I'm by myself. The way I want to do it, the way I see it, it's way too much. So I'm not sure about the fan film yet, especially with the corona. So everything we had in the works kind of stopped for a while. But I can tell you this, that I'll do my best to shoot more videos like that, better than that. There will be definitely some content with Ahsoka coming in that same scope, like cinematic film. And then about the fan film, I have to find the best way to make it happen, because you know, Ahsoka deserves the best. And unless I call Lucasfilm and ask them to give me everything they have to make it happen, I'll have to pull it off somehow.
You can always call them. I think they'll be honored.
Well, I have an incredible team. So together, I think we can do it. We can do something worthy of Ahsoka.
And if you need anyone, you know where to get me. You know where to call me.
Yes, I know, New Jersey.
But Ray, thank you so much again. I really love you. I love everything that you do. You're amazing. Please come back on the show anytime you want.
I'd love to. Thank you so much.
And we could just talk, like, just like we could just talk about anything. We could talk about like what you ate for breakfast this morning. Like, I don't care.
I don't eat breakfast, but
yeah. Oh my god, we'll talk about what you ate for dessert then. You eat dessert?
No.
Oh.
See, there you go. We ran out of topics.
I guess we can't have another show. But where can everybody find you on social media?
You can find me on my Instagram. That's my main platform, at ray.kennex. And also my YouTube channel is raykennex. Sometimes I'm on Facebook. So pretty much Instagram's the best way. So see you.
All right. Yes, contact her on Instagram for anything. You can follow me at Chris_Scavoli on Instagram, Facebook Chris Scavoli. Follow our page, The Scavoli Show, on Instagram and on Twitter. And yeah, thank you again, Ray. I'll FaceTime you right after, just to like fangirl a little more over you. So thank you again for being on, guys, and listening and everything that you do for the show. And we'll see you guys soon. Thanks, Ray. We'll talk to you soon.
See ya. Bye.
See you later, guys. Bye-bye.